Salvatore.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, what are the reasons why less Chinese students are studying in Australia?
Well, so far there hasn't really been a serious decline. There's just been a slight drop-off, and that's because of a global stabilization in the number of Chinese students going overseas. As the Chinese economy has slowed from its dramatic growth of the last 40 years, the numbers of students heading overseas has stagnated, and it's happened here as well.
Right, of course. Well, that makes sense, of course. Well, earlier on in the show, we had a chat with Associate Professor Catherine Gomez of RMIT in University's School of Media and Communication about migrant anxiety and the struggles that international students have with making local friends. Now, as you said, a big part of it is because in general, Chinese students are studying abroad less, but could this migrant anxiety also be related to the decrease in Chinese international students?
Well, I don't know anything about migrant anxiety, so I'll have to pass on that. But the fact is, we simply have so many Chinese students at universities like the University of Sydney that they're able to live in an entirely separate world from the rest of Australia. And that's not good for them. At the University of Sydney, 25% of all of our students come from China, and more than half of our students come from overseas. Now, that's a problem for the students because with so many international students, they don't have the opportunity to meet Australians and perfect their English. But it's also a big risk for the universities because if there were to be a sudden drop in Chinese students over the next few years, that could have serious fiscal consequences for the universities themselves.
How would the decline in Chinese students affect the overall dynamic of the Australian university system, do you think?
Well, 1 in 10 of our students in Australia on Australian campuses comes from the People's Republic of China. That's an extraordinary number. At the 7 universities that are the focus of my paper for the Center for Independent Studies here in Sydney, the numbers are even higher. Some of them make up to 20% of their total revenue from Chinese students. So that's a huge risk factor. You know, if there were to be some disruption in that flow of students, it would mean a serious decline in the revenues of these universities.
Right. Now, do you think there'll be any impact on employment and economy in Australia?
The impact is really going to be limited to the universities, not to the wider economy. It's a big myth to think the economy is dependent on international students. People often bandy around the number from the Australian Bureau of Statistics that education is our third biggest export industry. That's only true if you cut and slice the data a certain way. In fact, manufacturing is bigger than education exports. Agriculture is bigger than education exports. Of course, mining is hugely bigger than education exports. On top of that, more than half of what they count as exports is actually just the spending of students who are here in Australia. And of course, since students are able to work typically 20 hours per week on a student visa, most of their local spending is not financed from abroad at all. It's not really an Australian export when an international student buys lunch on campus. That's really just the student working in Australia and spending in Australia. So the impact on the economy as a whole of a decline in international students, I think, would be relatively minor. But the impact on the universities could be really dramatic.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Salvatore. It's been great having you on the show.